When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, everyone. I'm Devin Simone.
And I am Devon Rogers. And this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Yes,
it is. Back! Yes! I'm so excited. This was an episode for the books, okay? So let's just dive right on into it. Today's challenge was called Getting Tanked. The winners ended up being Olivia, Ed, Corey, and Berna. Yes! So they have to vote. The winners decide to vote in Horacio. The house decides to vote in Kylan. Shocker. So then we have the draw. Brad comes in as the mercenary. Oh my gosh. In this elimination, Brad pulls the draw stick, and it is Kylan. Ah! Kylan goes down into this elimination. It's called What's Going Down? And the winner ends up being Kylan. Kylan beats Brad, y'all. Kylan beat Brad, okay? That is a sentence for the books right behind Kylan beat Darrell. How are you feeling about this, Devin?
I have so many feelings about this. Like, it's crazy because I want to see the champs win. Like, I don't know, you know, it's something about that gives me the warm and fuzzies. But in this scenario, I actually wanted to see Kylan win because I want to see him go back in the house.
Yeah.
I want to see him shake things up. I feel like we're finally on the verge of this alliance being shooketh, and I want to see it happen. And I feel like if we lost Kylan, it may set us back, and it'll be a while before we get to see that happen, if ever. So I'm glad that Kylan is coming back in the house. How did you feel about it?
I felt that him winning was what needed to happen. Exactly what you said. I can only piggyback. Baby, let's shake these tables up, okay? Mm-hmm. Nerys, damn it, I'm going to need you to pick a side, okay? At this point, I'm going to need you to pick a side, because Kylan, the fire is lit. Horacio, the fire is lit. Zaza, the fire is lit, okay? Now we just need to make some magic happen, and they just not doing it. So I have to know, for this episode, Devin, who were your gold star and your timeout?
Nominees for gold star, Ed. It was a masterclass. The way Ed was up there talking about, I got groupings, and I don't know if you caught the scene where he's running across the truck, and at one point, like, Berna and them are handing him the letters, and he's like, give them all to me. And I love that he just, like knows it, and it's got it, and to me, he's like a walking version of the meme where the woman's looking at the different, like, mathematic things that are, like, printed in the air, floating in the air. So he's a nominee for Gold Star. Another nominee for Gold Star is Horacio. The grace with which he's handling being voted in and going down there and being like, hey, I just want to keep my girl safe. Like, Nerys, I don't want you to go put yourself at risk. Like, I just respect that so much. And then my other nominee is birthday boy Kylan. And of course, I'm going to have to give it to Kylan, because not only did he handle it well, he went in like a champ, won like a champ, like all not a curl out of place. And so Kylan really just like took it out the plastic. He was acting brand new, like a brand new champion down there. So Kylan gets my gold star. Who gets your gold star?
My gold star, I'm going to give it to Nerys. And I'm going to give it to Nerys for holding her man down. Do you understand me? She was holding her man down. She went over there. She said, okay, you don't talk. You not going to go over here and defend yourself. So I'm going to go over here and I'm going to hold it down for you, okay? And she was just showing him, like, I really care about you. I'm willing to stick my neck out and go against the people that I consider to be my number ones. I'm going to go and tell them, hey, you owe him, like, you know, give him some grace. Give him, you should pick other people. And she just went over there and was his mouthpiece. And I thought that was really, really cool of her. She's also on my timeout, but we'll get to that when we get to here. But But I wanted to give it to her. I also want to give it to Horacio for the same exact reason that you said, because he's handling this thing like, okay, even the thing with Olivia, he's handling that with so much grace as well. Because like, girl, you know what I'm saying? And then to just hear him in his confessional saying, I know she has my back and I know she's out there fighting for me, and she's absolutely not. Like, it just breaks my heart watching that. But yes. So those are my, I'm going to give it to both of them. So half and half, I'm going to go ahead and give it to the both of them. Those are my gold stars for this episode.
Not you splitting up stars. Yeah, I'm like you're doing up 12 loaves of fish in a or 12 whatever.
Girl, wait
it was
till you hear my timeout, y'all.
So my nominees for the timeouts, it goes to a couple of people.
Yeah.
One of them has to be Jay. Jay is now, I mean, he's managed to slip under my radar most of this season, but now Jay, you get a nomination for timeout of the week. I don't like how he's being really snaky, but also kind of scared. Yeah. I just don't like what they're doing to Horacio. Yeah. Absolutely not a fan. My other contender for timeout is actually Olivia, because I can understand, I can empathize with the fact that if she feels like she's not communicating, because all relationships take communication, even friendships, that like she's not being heard or hearing from Horacio in the way that she wants, then I can understand her frustration. But girl, don't try and play us for boo-boo the fool. You over here talking about there's nothing I can do to save him. Meanwhile, your team's like, I think maybe Horacio. She's like, really? That's all, that's what you're going to say? I guess that's what you're going to say. Girl, you didn't even try to stop it. Like, you didn't even pretend. You know when people go on a date and they pull out their wallet and like fake like they're going to pay? Now they know full well they're not going to pay.
And
like,
you didn't even go, car.
You didn't even reach your hand into your purse to pretend. Side note, I don't advise you do that on first dates. Don't
Please
pretend
you're
going to pay.
That.
If they invited you out on the date, then act like you're allergic to the bill. Wait, let them pay, and then be gracious and thank them. But anyway, so the winner for my timeout of the week, though, is going to go to Jay. I wanted to see Jay down in that arena. I was so hopeful that they were going to have the votes just because I think it's time. Not that I dislike Jay, but I feel like you've been running things this whole time. You're getting a little messy with it. And now I want to see him go in. Who are your timeouts this
week? The whole cast. Put everybody in the corner. No,
not the whole cast.
These are my timeout people. Michelle, Asaf, and Colleen. And there's more, but we're going to start there with that team, because I didn't like how they tried to sabotage Horacio. That was so heartbreaking. And here's the cold part about Colleen. Baby, they have continuously said your name and will continue to say your name. You know this. So for you to partake in this foolishness is just absolutely mind-blowing. Also, I want to say Olivia, put her in a corner too, because baby girl, what are you doing? What are you doing? Just have the conversation and let's be done with that. Have this conversation. Another person to put in the corner, surprise, surprise, Horacio. I'm going to put you in the corner as well.
Why?
And let me tell you why. Because and I understand, he don't talk, he don't do this, he don't do that. But as your woman is over there fighting your battles, baby, why are you over here watching her do it?
Yeah, that's true.
You ain't going to come over here and say, oh, no, baby, I got this. And, you know, speak up for yourself. He went over there and he grabbed Olivia, but she was in the, it was Nerisse in the lion's den, okay? She
was in there. You've seen that meme, right, where it's like a guy's like, yeah, I married my wife because when I go to restaurants and my food order is wrong, like basically that like the wife is the one that's
then he could have went and sat next to her.
That's
while
fair.
She was doing
now, that's
it.
Fair.
You know what
I'm
saying? Don't just have her in the lion's den by herself. So then
but I don't think he sent her out there. I think she did it on her own.
No, I didn't say he sent her.
Because she's the fiery one.
Yeah, he didn't send her, but he saw her. He saw her out there with the lions around her, mouths drooling because they ready to attack her. And he over there watching. I didn't like that at all. But I'm also going to put Nerisse in the corner. This is why.
Not you really putting the whole cast.
Everybody got to go in the corner. I'm putting Nerisse in the corner because baby, and y'all know how I feel about Nerisse. That's my baby. But after you called out the fact that they were sabotaging your man, you called it out. You said they are sabotaging him. And then you also said out your own mouth, this shows me that they don't care about what I want. It doesn't matter what I want in this alliance. You still sat there and made a conscious decision.
Well, she also said a burn vote. She could, if she did a burn vote, then it was a vote for Kylan. She literally said that. She said girl, it, so she knew what the numbers were.
You baby, it was the perfect opportunity for you to make a pick. It was the perfect opportunity for you to say, you know what, if y'all don't care about me, as I see y'all don't care about me, I'm going to go ahead and take a stance and do something. But I right. You know, and Kylan is so loving, and I understand, and no, she could have made a pick and did something. And so there are no honorable mentions. Everybody going to stay in the corner. I'm putting them all in the corner.
Everybody's going to stay. Everybody. I will say this about Nerese, though. My thoughts are, and I'm so glad we have Kylan on to talk about this a little bit. But I will say this about Nerese. Now, Colleen, for example, Colleen is low on the totem pole. We right. all know that. So to me, it's like, girl, yeah, what are you... You're hoping to be at the end, and they're almost at the end anyway, so you're just going to get kicked back down. Like, right. what are you fighting so hard for? Nerese, however, is high up in the hierarchy, which means the longer she can hide her hand, the more advantageous it is for her and everyone rolling deep with her, like Horacio and a Kylan. So... with Nerese, just making space for the other side, I can see that if she and her heart didn't feel they for sure had the numbers, then it would behoove her not to show her hand yet. Whereas Colleen, girl, it doesn't matter what's in your hand. Nobody can, it's not gonna change the game.
And put James in the corner too, because who told you to go back and tell Mariah? You messed the whole, like, who told him to
he
do that?
He should. It's the least nice thing, one nice thing he could do. Lord.
I wouldn't have told her Jack Dilly, 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 Ding, Dang, nothing.
Well, he's done nothing else for her all season, so I feel like.
he called her his challenge wifey.
You know what? Excited for the guest that we have today to get into it, to share with us their notes, to share with us some things that are going on in the house that we don't even realize, to give us an update on their relationship status, as well as a whole lot of other things, including why this particular elimination was so meaningful to him. That's right. We have the fabulous Kylan Young on. You are not going to want to miss this very, very special episode. Excited to kick off and be in 2024 with this kind of energy. So do your stretches, your calisthenics, keep your earbuds and headphones on, and stay tuned because we'll be right back with the fabulous Kylan right after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
We are back, and I am so excited about this episode. We have none other than my big brother, okay? He's done Big Brother, he's done USA 1, and now he is here for Battle for a New Champion. Give it up for Kylan Young, people. Yes!
Yay, birthday boy!
Yes!
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. You guys have been absolutely killing it with the podcast this season. By the way, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Thank you.
Really enjoy listening. And I feel like it's hard to talk about something that there's so many people talking about and have a unique perspective. And you guys do so well.
Thank you, Kylan. Kylan, we're at like 9,000. I'm going to need you to come up, Kylan.
Yeah, I know.
I appreciate, you know, here's the thing. I'm trying to bring myself down because I found myself getting so emotionally worked up watching the episode. So I was like, calm down. You're fine. Everything's fine. Like emotionally good and bad.
Yeah.
But it was just like, I was like, no, man. All right. You've already gotten like 2.5 gold stars from these two. Save one, get more of them. No.
How sometimes we do throw a half in there. That's true. Man, sometimes we do be halfing it. Mm-hmm.
Devin is good for that.
Yeah, but as you can see, I brought a mic setup because I was like, let me be clear, because I want to set the record straight on things, because I see some confusion and I want to make sure everything was crystal clear as we do that.
Well, you walk us through it then. You walk us through it.
Yeah, what's the first thing you want to clear up? The people want to know.
Oh, man. I could get off the rails so quickly and all the tangents. So I don't know. What's easier? Do we go backwards? Do we start this episode? You guys are the professionals. I just have
wherever
so many
thoughts. Wherever the spirit leads
picture
you.
Picture it. Sicily, 1972. Let's go.
Oh, man. Well, you guys know I can talk.
How about this episode? If you're inspired, like, what stood out to you in this episode where you're like, whoa, 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 that's not how I remember it? Or, wow, I didn't know these conversations were happening in the house. Like,
I mean,
I was going to say Melissa, but it's cool too.
oh my gosh. All right. So this episode, things that stand out to me. I mean, number one, Rossi and Reese, they're just my people and I love them mm-hmm. so much. Like, I mean, seeing the support from them is always appreciated. And I mean, truly feels like I built up some extra family in them. And so,
but what did you think when on that Nerys vote, and obviously we've had her on the podcast. It was great having her. She speaks highly of you. When she, though, did that vote for Emmanuel this episode, it kind of seemed like what is perceived as your plan was going well and that we may see a big turn in the house. And then she voted for Emmanuel and it just put like a halt on everything. So did you have any sort of strong feelings around her doing that vote? Do you feel like that's the thing that sort of led you to being down in the arena?
No, I mean, you know, Jay has that moment. He's like, oh yeah, Nerys like ruined the plan or whatever. No, like we had a whole conversation beforehand going into the vote. And essentially, as soon as Colleen and James wavered, we're like, okay, so we don't have the vote. So Nerys, like, there's no point. You have this tight thing with Jay, like, just like Horacio says it during the vote, he's like, don't jeopardize your game. Like we had those sort of conversations going in. And so we already knew that was going to happen. But for me, it was just like, yo, let's make the statement. Let's make it clear. Like there is some dissension that every vote doesn't have to be unanimous. Every vote doesn't have to fall in line. And let's make that as clear as we can. So
you're saying Colleen and them wavered in the sort of back room conversations, not because the way it appears
before we walked
when you watch it. Okay, because it appears like Colleen would have been down had Nerys said, Jay. Seemed like Colleen was ready to go for it, but because Nerys pulled back, then everybody else kind of backed off.
I mean, Colleen was more dependent on James than anything. Mm-hmm. And James, very understandably, like I love James. He's hilarious, actually. And we ended up rooming together after we switched our first rooms. I was in his room for like the second half of the game. And I was just like, no, like you're one of the only, like he says that the thing. He's like, I got to vote with this person that's keeping me safe. Like, and I was like,
right.
Respect. Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. She has had your back nonstop, but then you have other people like the Colleens, like the Ed, and we go back to that vote and Ed's just, when Ed was being considered, they end up throwing in James, obviously, but you just have these people, the Ravens, the Colleens, as like, that are finally catching on to the game that's being played. And I'm just like, yeah, remember when we talked about that 3 weeks ago? Like, and Melissa was still here and we still had like, you know, a chance to get these numbers. And I told you the exact things that you're saying. Yes, like welcome. Mm-hmm. Welcome to what's going on. I'm glad you guys are here. It's a little bit too late, but so that was one. So we knew Nerys was going to do in that vote. And that's my thing is like, you know, I don't want to jeopardize someone else's game because they could have a chance to help us later. So even you jump back on one, Horacio, back when we won the bingo bango in the mud pit, he actually, that's when me and Horacio, I think, locked in the most because he actually did vote with me to put in Raven. And so we had that split of the 3-3 split. And then essentially, since we couldn't move anybody, it was a stalemate. And then so I just tell him like, hey, we're not going to get this vote. I appreciate you for rocking with me. That means a lot. But go ahead. Just switch the vote. Stick with the group. You just need to make sure that we still have like our girls, Nerys and Olivia, are still with us. And that, but that for me, the fact that he was willing to stand up and do that with me, meant a lot. But so that's when I really was like locked in on him for life.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Please walk us through the order in which it took you to finally say, you know what? I got to cut ties with Jay. Was it only when he first like said, okay, you said your name, or what, did you smell something in the atmosphere before then?
Well, that's what's kind of frustrating. I think coming into this game, you guys might have noticed I'm the only person out of every single contender that walked into this house that has never played a game with the other people. Right. Every single person has played with at least one other person in the house, if not multiple, at least 1 year, if not multiple years. And so these are relationships that like I'm coming in years behind in some cases. And so that's what's kind of frustrating when you watch and people are just like, oh, like, you know, there's the social dynamic that like you can't work the social game. It's like, no, like there wasn't a place for me to like slide myself in until, as long as people, especially with this format where having the major alliance could be an easy way to coast, because when you throw in people, they're going against champs. So you don't have a risk of them going against you. So there's no repercussions, and you have the numbers as we've seen. So since most of the challenges are teams, you end up seeing that even if the person that you threw in wins, they're going to win with a teammate who numbers wise is most likely going to be in your alliance. So you're still going to be fine. So there's just no repercussions with this format. And so I did kind of know Olivia. I knew Horacio Nerys. Those were people I'd met outside, got along with. And I was like, hey, who are we rocking with? Like, because you guys are the only ones I know. So who are we rocking with? They're like, Jay, Michelle. And I was like, really? Because I got those are people that people always say not to work with and don't trust and all these things. And they're like, no. They have us. We got the, like, we are so good with them. And I was, so if you're good with us, I was like, all right, fine. So I walked in not trusting them, but literally having no choice if I wanted to work with the team. And so then it just became more of a matter of like, all right, well, let's see how this rolls out. And it was, I told Horacio literally in the first week we were rooming together, and I was like, just so you know, I'm 90% sure that there is not another guy in this house that wants you in the final besides me. So be aware of that. And he's like, yeah, we'll see. And he's like, but Jay. And I was like, yeah, we'll see. And then obviously we've seen.
We have seen, because Jay been eating this season up. But from the sidelines, though, that's the crazy part. Like, how often have you seen people dominate the season so far, but from the sidelines? So are they really dominating?
So, yes, but I think, like, Devon, you could probably tell, as you may have seen, and Devin, I know you've done a few seasons, so, like, when you do more seasons, you pick up in these games, but everyone here is so new. So the only people who are playing the game are ones who actually came from games. Jay came from Survivor. Michelle came from Survivor. Michelle's a Survivor winner. Like, so we would just have conversations like, what are these idiots doing? Like, they don't understand the game, and they're clawing to survive one day as opposed to having any sort of long-term plan. So it's like, Jay and Michelle are running, like, things, but also because no one knows what they're doing. So it just is kind of, like, not very hard. And unfortunately, there was, like, no place for me and Jay. Like, I got nothing personal against Jay. But in the game, like, obviously, he didn't want me and my number one to move forward. So it just was like, and then that's Michelle's ride or die. So it was just so tricky, because me and Michelle could never get on the same page, because it's like, but I'm like, yo, who are your number one people? She's like, I want to protect my girls. Obviously, we've seen there's a lot of people she wanted to protect. But I did kind of feel that her number one girls were like Mariah, Olivia, and Nerys, at least coming in. And I was like, perfect. Those are the girls I want to protect. So we could work together if you if you wanted your number one to not come after me. And it was just like, but you know, I did, the mistake that I did make is I did think that Michelle had a lot more control over Jay than she did. And everyone did. And that's kind of the...
Because I thought she did too, but...
Yeah, she definitely looks like, you know, we call her the godfather. I call her the godfather this season, because that's like the vibe she's giving. And it definitely, as we're watching right now, at least, I feel like they've shown some teasers that seem like some things start to happen or whatever, but she definitely seems like she's the one really running things or moving things.
She played with the most people in the house. So, you know, like having not like, it's one thing to know people for a long time. It's another thing to play a game with them. These games. It creates such that tight bond.
She tried to recruit Devon and I last episode at the end. Michelle. We are on to Michelle.
Michelle is very good at that, because she says Well, she picks. She's very specific in like what she says, or like here's my favorite thing that Michelle would say. Michelle's like, I didn't say your name when they asked like, who should we go after? And I was like, yeah, but if there's seven people and you say, hey, you can go out, don't go after these six, and you don't list my name, that's the same thing. Right, and she's like, right. Well, but I didn't say your name. It's like, yeah, you didn't. That's true.
Semantics.
But I'm only one left.
Yeah. Not dumb.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, very, very smart. Well, speaking of which, I feel like we saw a little bit of that in this episode with Olivia. Where the Horacio boat comes up, and she in her confessionals is like, there's nothing I can do. And then we see, you know, when they're saying it, the teammates are like, I'm thinking Horacio. And she's just like, mm-hmm. You're not going to change your mind. Mm-hmm. She didn't say, you need to change your mind. She didn't even ask, are you going to change your mind? She didn't say, what can I do to get you to change your mind? She just was like, oh, uh-huh. Sounds like you already know. Like, what? And word on the street is that behind the scenes, she was sort of saying that
She was cool with it.
Want to get Horacio out. Did you hear anything like that? And what was your take in watching sort of what went down in this episode when her team had to deliberate on who they wanted to send down?
Oh, so here's what I would say. This is probably the only place where I really felt like some heartbreak. And watching this episode specifically, like it sent that twinge of pain. I was like, damn, that's rough. Because could she have changed that vote with her team? Probably not. But could she have tried? Without mm-hmm. any repercussions. It was not going to hurt her game one mm-hmm. single iota to fight really hard, just like you said, to say something like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm not going to change your minds. Like, no, you guys have to change your minds. Like, we've seen people. We saw Horacio fight
yeah.
for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other one, we saw Absolutely. Me fight. Like, we've seen it. Like we still had that belief in her. We're like, yo, like, you obviously want to protect Horacio, right? And I think, like, so much of her did want to. But then the thing that hurt me was in that confessional when she said, you know, they want to put him in, and, like, why should I stop them?
Yeah.
And I just was like, ooh, like, mm-hmm. this guy, like, the way that he has her back. And he mentions it later on in the game, like, I thought my actions would speak louder than my words. He doesn't talk that much. We had a lot of conversations about how he does need to talk more. Me and him would talk because I was like, last game, you didn't have power. I get it. You were just kind of yeah. subject to being thrown in. But this game, you are a presence and a force in this house. You're yeah. somebody
who... I never realized yeah. he was so... I mean, like, okay, in Ride or Dies, I just thought he was the hot brooding type, you know. But when he came on the podcast, he was great with Anissa and me. Like, he was talking it. So hearing everyone in the house, the consensus being that he's sort of this silent type is really... I wonder how many listeners are surprised by that, because I don't know. I find that a little bit surprising. I also wonder if maybe Olivia was targeting him because deep down she's really just hurt, right? Like, maybe they speak two different love languages.
No, they definitely
sort of,
do. They, like, definitely do. But yeah. it was just I don't know. And I'm the biggest benefit of the doubt person for everyone. So it's mm-hmm. sometimes to my detriment, but it's not something I feel like I would ever want to change. Mm-hmm. It was just the actions not words thing. Like, Reese talks about it at the bar. Olivia kind of ignores it, but Horacio mm-hmm. brings it up. It's like, yo, at this point of the game, he had the most tied for the most opportunities
yeah.
to of power, yeah. and yeah. he had yeah. been consistently protecting Jay, all the people that he said he would. And so mm-hmm. for them to turn around and just say, like, well, you know, we don't really know where you're at. It's like, how about you pay attention to what I've done? Like, yeah, if we're not talking, I get it. But mm-hmm. haven't I shown why won't actions speak louder than words? And yeah, that was right. very disappointing. But at the same time, like, it's one of those things where if you're a Jay or Michelle, it's like, well, I know you guys don't actually care. You guys are going to do what yeah. you're going to do, and you're
they
looking for
the
opportunity.
They just don't want to see him at the yeah. end anyway. So they're just making up excuses, because Jay also called out and kept saying when Norris went to bat for her man and was pointing out, you know, that Horacio's had so many daily wins. And Jay said, but he doesn't have a voice. So, like, he doesn't, his vote doesn't actually matter. Do you agree with that, Kylan? Do you feel like even on the times that he won, he was always going to be sort of overpowered or overshadowed? Or do you think Jay was just using that as kind of a strategy?
I think it's a bit of both, because at the end of the day, he was still fighting for those people. So whether or not mm-hmm. it actually made a difference, I think the format of the game kind of was, like I said, it was a significant factor to where if you have this large majority alliance, like, normally a large majority alliance would lose people because you'd be able to, we'd be going against each other in eliminations, but because of the Swiss with the champs, there's no opportunity for them to so it's like, well, I could do this without any repercussions. I could keep sending in the same people because nothing happens and I'm not at risk because we have the numbers. So I feel like in a normal game, being a contender, a powerful like player, a good player would have a lot more power, and this one definitely mitigated that a little bit.
One thing Horacio did say that stuck out to me was at the bar scene when, you know, Norris was fighting for her man. He was in his confessional and he said, "I know my girls are fighting for me." And I was like, ooh, because Olivia's not, baby. She's not fighting for you at all. But in his mind, and that wasn't the first confessional in that episode. It was more than one where he's talking about he knows Olivia is fighting for him and he just hopes that she can see that he's doing the same for her. And I'm just thinking to myself like, oh, baby, but she's not. But she's not. Yeah. And so I know watching this back, his heart is probably like, girl.
He keeps saying, so that's the thing is that Olivia was saying, she would have a conversation and she would say like, hey, I'm having your back, I'm protecting you. It's like, okay, like how? Because why are we at risk then? And I think that not speaking up, that was the issue. It's like, hey, like I don't need any silent friends in this game. Right. Like I need someone who is willing to stand up and draw the line in the sand, show their card, show where they're at or whatever. And it's great if you have my back in some secret way, but that's useless to me. A secret friend is useless to me in this game at this stage. So that was something that we had to have conversations about. And I don't think that Olivia like was abandoning Horacio or us. I wouldn't say that, but I would say that she was not doing all that she could. And that was what was heartbreaking because it's like, well, we were, and I understand. It's like, hey, you're in this in the middle position. You're in this super tight relationship with Jay and Michelle with this power dynamic, and that's okay. It's totally fine. It's fine for your game, but it's just kind of like, but then don't say that you have her back if you don't.
Right.
Show it. Let me see what you got. You know, one thing, and I want to know your opinion on this too, Devin. One thing that's sticking out to me because it's being said by a lot of people is this person is keeping me safe. When does that run dry? When does that no longer her weight?
I think one thing that I can do well, like I said, like I may not always have the most like social friendly sort of game side of things, but I can really read like patterns well in a house when you bring in a lot of variables. And so it's like, you guys realize that's why I was pretty much, like I said, I was telling Colleen, I was telling Raven early on, like you guys realize that like this isn't good for you in the long run. Like these people aren't going to have your back forever. And I think coming into the game, my takeaway is, oh, okay. Like you can actually, it probably is beneficial to not, you can be friends with everybody, but to not have, we see Michelle, we see it already with Michelle. We see it with more so with Michelle. I think if everyone is expecting you to have their back, then at a certain point, like you're going to start letting people down and they're going to feel betrayed. And I think that it just is.
Yeah.
When does it end? At some point is the answer. It will end at some point, and it's going to hurt feelings. And I think it's going to create lack of trust that will probably be lasting. Yeah. It's short term. It's just a very short term plan.
I feel like the way to play this game, and you know, I get that like things change, but I actually feel like the way to go might just be saying, look, my promise to you is that I'll always be transparent. Yeah. You'll always know where I am in this moment and what I'm doing, because then you're giving yourself the space to move and adapt, which is what this game requires.
Yeah.
And sometimes people will conflate reliability with loyalty. So even though you may not be on the same alliance, the fact that I at least know that, hey, if Kylan says he's not voting me today, I can trust he's not voting me today. Now, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but like, we're good. That kind of vibe, I find, is actually really beneficial. And then also short-term partnerships if necessary. So if it's like, hey, we're on teams of four today, cool, my team. And we see a little bit of that this season.
Yeah.
But I feel like that works too. So that way, you're not promising. Because if you promise bits of yourself all the way through to everyone or a lot of people, then you're going to have to break. Mathematically, It's going to have to break. And then now you're almost at the bottom because everybody thinks you're a snake, right? Except for maybe the one person or two people you were able to still remain true to.
I love that. I love that differentiation. Like reliability is not the same as loyalty. I think that that's something that I've always valued is just like I'm consistent. And to be clear too, I always tell people too, like, hey, there's not really a lot of rules in these games. You don't have to be transparent. You don't have to be loyal. You can make the snakiest, scummiest moves ever. But then if somebody calls you out on it, and then you can't say like, wait, why are you calling out on this? That's just what you did. And going back to like scared, like I call out, you know, Corey, I was like, yo, this is a scared move. It's like, I didn't say it was a dumb move. I didn't say it doesn't make sense. Of course he's a threat in the final. Of course you want to, if you are worried about your own performance in the final, you don't want the threats there. Of course you do. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's based on fear of going against this person. And we're acknowledging that. And if that makes you feel some type of way, then that's for you to deal with. But that doesn't make it untrue. Like it just is a scared move. And that's not like, that's everyone in the house. Everyone in the house that's afraid to run a final. Like you should be. And a scared move doesn't make it dumb, but it doesn't make it not scared. And it's just like, own up to that. And everyone can move on with their day.
You know, two things. One, if we are all ever on a season together, I'm going to need blood binding long-term agreements from both of you. Thank you
I actually do think we'd make one hell of an alliance.
Oh, yes.
But I also want to say, Kylan, the people have been trying you this season. Asaf, Corey, like, what's up? What's going on? Let's go back to Asaf because I want to get clarity because the man tried to say you was talking about his mama and that's not what I heard.
Right.
So you want to clarify that?
Yeah. That I mean, I think I did speak on it clearly. I feel like that was the thing is that there was the misunderstanding about what I said because I think you guys saw what I said. I was like, hey, his wife is a mother. She's going to watch him be like, tell Melissa, hey, because you're a mother and my wife's a mother, I'm not going to throw you in that. My wife will kill me. And for me, I'm like, yo, if I'm just holding up a mirror or a recorder or whatever to the things you said, and you have an issue with that, that's between you and you. Like that's, I didn't say anything to you other than what you said. So that's what I feel like is your thing to work out. But I don't think it was just the misunderstanding. I think also like Asaf, you know, he's a dramatic person and really, likes to talk a lot of smack and all these things. So he likes.
Are you referencing the recently made social media videos in which he talks about how?
I actually haven't seen this. What is this? Tell me about it.
Oh, so Asaf recently did like a video addressing sort of betrayal of Melissa. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't play the whole thing through, but it's all right. He's basically like standing or defending his position in saying he said yes, I played Melissa, but she played me first.
No, I mean, essentially, it's not true. We saw it. We can watch the game. We can see she doesn't have an opportunity to play him in any way, so that is inherently false. But as far as like his perception of feeling that or whatever, that's fine. But then it's still a matter of like, hey, I did this move. I pushed on this nerve. And I pushed on this relationship and I use it to my advantage. And that's not against the rules of the game. So it's like, go for it. But then don't be upset when people are like, yo, that was kind of messed up because it is. And you know what? If it gets you to the end of the game, you win the money, then you can, you know, ignore their people's feelings about it. But don't get to say you didn't do it. Like, it's just the truth is the truth. And that's, I didn't see it, but I think for me, that's all comes down to, and I will say to Corey's credit, he actually, in that conversation, one thing that made me appreciate Corey when I was like, yo, it's scary. He's like, I am scared. I'm scared of running against this person in the final. And I was like, exactly.
Yeah, he did. He said, you're very smart. Like, yes,
That is fine. Yeah. Like that. I appreciate that.
Own it.
Does that mean you'd be less likely to say his name to vote him in the future, if given the chance, because he owned, like, okay, so take a Jay and a Corey, right? No, take a Jay and a Corey, right? You get to vote each of them. Say they were equally as capable in a final. I don't know that that's true.
Well, that's the question. Yeah, that's my thought process.
I knew where you were going. That's why I said, let's just say, for example's sake, you can only have one variable. So we have Jay who's voting you in, but in like a snaky way, right? Like, it's kind of like, oh, I don't know where you stand when he's just whatever. And then you have Corey who's like, nah, I don't want to go against this man because he's really smart and really skilled. You are now in a position to vote one of them in. Would Corey get a pass because at least you're like, you know what? He said I was a threat or no?
It's exactly what you already said, Devin. Like the fact that you know where someone stands.
Yeah.
More easily understandable, predictable variable. So like if I know somebody for a fact is coming after me, or if I know somebody for a fact that they're worried about this or not versus like someone that I think or I have suspicions or I believe, then I want to keep in the variable that I understand because that increases my odds of controlling it or at least moving around it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's mm-hmm. good to know where a person stands. Specifically, you and Melissa, I would like to know.
We did a good job. Can I just say we held off on the line questioning for that, Kylan, for at least, I don't know, a solid 20 minutes. So good on us.
I would like to know where the two of you stand. First of all, let's go ahead. She leaves. And you just, you know, like that's your woman. You done kissed her down on the elimination floor. I said, okay, Kylan. And she goes about her business. And then there was some suspicion. Gosh, yes. That you forgot she even existed.
Yeah, some people were saying you moved on very quickly.
You cha-cha to your right, Kylan.
No,
so happened?
A few things. One, when Melissa left, obviously pretty sad. And I just wanted to address too, because in the right after she leaves, she ended up getting pissed at me watching the episode after, because she's like talking about I basically was like, did my own little dance funeral moment, but I made a twist in it because it was. Because it was
yes,
also Independence
yes.
Day.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. Let me throw in Dan's funeral. Which I thought of on the spot. I was pretty proud of myself as like a Big Brother fan. And I was like, yo, we have some Dan's funeral element. And then also it's Independence Day, one of my favorite movies. So I like was like, okay, that's, you know, our Independence Day is Declaration of Independence from the British. I mix those together, made a whole joke. Everyone's laughing. It all of that context isn't shown. So it's just like, yo, Melissa's dead to me, guys, which it's just like, she was pretty pissed about it. But I told her, I was like, no, like, look up Dan's funeral. It's a thing.
Did you tell her about it in person?
Well,
since you booked tickets to
yes.
visit?
So okay. As you know, I did try and go see Melissa, but the scheduling wasn't working because I don't have an ally over there. But I think that's. That's a complicated thing. Hold on. Give me a second. I wrote down a note about this. Let me
make sure I go to
the notes.
Ooh, I love when we have a guest that comes with notes. Okay, we have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Okay, I'm ready, you ready, we all ready. So let's go ahead and get back to the show.
Because you're both very likable people. So yeah. That part, like talking about your lack of an ally, aka Big T, and you. And so I think Day was too, but I was shocked when we had the girls on our little girls' night pod and Big T realized mm-hmm. she's not the biggest fan of
you.
Okay.
She's not your
yes.
ally and won't be babysitting voluntarily.
Okay, so here's
yeah.
so many things. I think honestly, Big T expressed reasons, which I'll get to, but I think it really started in the house. And in the house, we just didn't get along because I am someone who I think coming from someone who's being on the spectrum, I'm super logical, super literal. And mm-hmm. Big T Is a very dramatic person. I think that's why she makes such great television. I think that's why she's so funny. She speaks in very exaggerated language and interprets everything to the most exaggerated, exciting way. The result of that, even as you guys point out, when in one of your podcasts, Devon said something like, oh, are you sure that's like, is this an illusion of the, because I, even when I talked to Melissa, I was like, hey, I don't think she lied. So I was talking to Raven for my first time. This is 2 months out of the house. Talked to Raven for my first time outside the house because Raven's a sweet girl. We got along. We're friends. And I talked to her for my very first time. And I was like, hey, you know, she's in going to school for acting and all that. And I was like, hey, congrats on the move. Congrats on school. I hope you're doing well. How are you dealing with all of like, you know, the social and stuff? Because she's new to this world. And I was like, oh, great. Like, you know, for sure. I'll let you know if I'm in New York. Let me know if you're in LA. Check up on you. Awesome. Click, end of the call. She expresses that to Big T. And Big T, because she's a very animated person, is like, oh, my gosh. Kylan calls Raven all the time. And he was telling her how much he really – he's like, we have to see each other. We have to get it. And I was like, wait. What? And like, I had to check with Raven. I was like, what was she? Yeah. What did you say? She's like, exactly what you said. And she repeated what I just told you. And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. And I even tell myself, I was like, I don't think Big T is lying. I think that Big T interprets things in very
as creative interpretation. Yes. It's why she's a chef. She makes artful food.
Very artful, very animated and or exaggerated. And then speaks those things as such. And so I feel like that was, and then going back to the house, even the reason why Raven even came up is because, so I, what's it called? I'm a massage therapist as well. I don't really do that as a job or anything, but I happen to live with some massage therapy people who did like certifications. And so I did that. So going back even to Big Brother, I would help people with like not like even just like a, you know, a soft central massage. Like I'll find, if you like have a problem area, I can usually help you work it out. I try not to tell people all the time.
My left shoulder is really bad, Kylan.
I got
if
you.
Ever in New York.
I got you. I can do that. And so literally we had like massage days where there would be Jay, Corey, Olivia, Michelle, like people would, there would be everybody at once, either all of us massaging each other, but then they knew they're like, Kylan can actually fix whatever's happening to me. So, so that's what happened. So I gave massages to people and they're like, yo, Kylan massage Raven. It's like, yeah, but like context, 19, like Kylan massage 9 people in this house or like is sitting with everybody or like, you know, I'm sitting, you go back to Big Brother. Like I'm going to sit and cuddle with everybody, every person, all those things. And so Melissa or Big T was like, yeah, Kylan said that he told Melissa she's perfectly fine with, they have a deal for him to hook up with people. And I was like, no, I was like, no,
so that conversation never happened.
The conversation that happened was when Melissa, when we were talking about her leaving, I was like, hey, like, obviously, you know, I'm not, we've seen what happens from past seasons from, and a little bit in this season, from people who hook up with multiple people in their season. And it's not a good look, like 95% of the time. So I was like, hey, I didn't say names. I was like, you know, no, I'm not going to get myself in that sort of trouble. And so I was like, but obviously, like, I'm a big physical touch person. This environment is stressful. I'm definitely going to be, like, cuddling with people and stuff. And she's like, well, I don't love that. And I was like, I totally get you don't love that. But, like, that's, you know, that's me. That's my
not
personality.
You being a cuddle bandit. Wait, if you guys were in an exclusive relationship, I'm not saying you were, but if you were, would you still be like, hey, it's a stressful environment. You're gone. I'm going to cuddle people. Or do you feel like...
I think that depends on the relationship. I feel like if I would want to have a relationship with someone where we, you know, can understand each other and want somebody's, you know, needs to be fulfilled, as an elevated thing, because it's just like that, but that's a different conversation. But the,
wait a minute, wait a minute.
Yep.
So you would be content and okay. Mm-hmm. With your woman snuggling and cuddling with another man?
I mean, another person, period. Like, love is an exponential resource.
With another attractive person that smells good and has
for
good
me,
hygiene.
Here's the deal.
Listen,
for me.
Love who you love. I'm saying a man.
Yes, so here's for me. For me, it's like, I know what I come in to offer in a partnership. If you could snuggle with somebody and decide that, like, you know what? I want to be here instead. Then you're just not my person. I'm not really worried about it because I'm like, yo, you can go do whatever you're going to do because I'm like, I know what I'm doing. So it is and like that is the type of partnership I like to build. I with my friends or anything. I don't know. I just don't think jealousy is something that comes to mind. And it's a very natural emotion. People all have come from their places. It's just not something that I put in those sort of relationships.
Kylan said, if you're dumb enough to leave, I'm smart enough to let you walk away.
Yeah.
Amen. I can respect that.
So
now back to these plane tickets, though, Kylan.
Yes.
So now you didn't go because you didn't have an ally slash babysitter. Where does the relationship stand today? Have you seen each other? Because we recorded that episode a few weeks ago. So have you guys, do you have plans? What's going on?
I mean, a lot of it just comes down to scheduling. I think that what we know is that in the house, we enjoy getting to know each other, enjoy spending time together, would like to spend more time together. But there's the logistics of it all. She lives on the other side of the world. I live here. I don't think either one of us have any intentions of moving. So like, what do we do with that? I don't know, but I feel like probability wise, that seems very difficult to make something happen. But I would like to actually have conversations, meet in person and find out like, hey, you know, I want to spend more time with this person. This is someone I want to spend more time with. This is someone I want to continue to get to know. I also understand that she has a kid and she has to be a mom first above everything else. And that's something I'm super supportive of. And even if that's just as a friend, like I'm going to be supportive of her doing what's best for her, because that's how I believe, like, you care about someone. That's how you show love, is like, my love isn't like, I want you to be happy if you're with me. My love is like, I want you to be happy, period. And whatever that looks like for you is the best thing. So we would like to see each other. We'd like to, I think that we enjoyed getting to know each other and would like to get to know each other. But then just trying to be respectful of all those things and all of those factors, trying to be both respectful and reasonable.
You know what? The social media streets, Twitter specifically, are saying that she unfollowed you on social media. Is there any truth to that?
It was literally, I just talked to her. It was because of the, she just saw that speech and didn't understand. Oh. That's just happened. So I know timing wise, I don't know how this works for recording. I messaged her. I didn't even know, well, she sent me that video clip of just that scene. And I was like, and then I looked, I was like, she probably unfollowed me because she sent it with no context. And she's a very emotional person. And then I was like, I texted her and I was like, hey, did you involve me with this? She's like, yes, that was a terrible thing to say. And I was like, well, here's where that came from. And like, it was a joke. And then she's like, yeah, I'm emotional. I'm on my period. I'm super, I'm just hormonal. And I was like, I know, but I've seen this. I think she's followed me and unfollowed me like 5 times. I don't know. She's fiery. She's fiery.
She didn't get a drink.
I didn't get a drink in the face.
You like the fire. Person. You like the fire, Kylan.
Yeah, it's like fire is warm. It could also burn you. That's the nature
fire
of it.
Fire is warm.
Heat you up, or it could burn you. You know, you just, that's the risk of fire.
And that's what it boils down to. You are ready to take the risk. That's all it boils down to.
I don't know. I think she's good. And on Big T too. Like I said, that's not, they're friends. And like I said, if this is a friend that is positive for you and your family, then like, I want to support that. If that's something that's building up and adding positive things there, just as a friend, as someone who cares about you as a friend, even like, I still want to support that. So, that's not something I was going to get in the way of. That's even going back to the game. Like the thing that's hard with, Big T is, cause you guys were asking about like people targeting them. I think you have this duo who on night one, when we're in that pit, we're like, Big T, you're the vet. Like, you got to give a speech. So she gives a speech and I'm just kind of cracking up. Like, especially like, you know, the strategist, Big Brother side of me is watching and I'm just like, wait, what are you doing? Cause she says, you know, guys, it's really exciting to be here. And then she goes into this 3-minute straight declaration of love and appreciation for Melissa and just how like, you are everything to me. Like you're my best friend for life. Like there's nothing that will ever come between. And I'm just like, wait, like people like didn't have to know, like they could know that you guys are friends and didn't have to know that this.
Right.
So I feel like in a game where you're always looking for a reason to target people, that made it really easy.
Yeah.
And then Big T is the type of person who would come to us and they'd be like, hey, Big T, like she's like, so I had this genius plan because she's a gamer. So she's like, I'm going to spin some lies to like throughout the house and see what comes mm-hmm. back. And then people are like, hey, you're a liar. You lied. And then she's like, what? And we're like, wait,
you're a liar.
You just said that was your yeah. plan. And it's not that it's a bad plan,
yeah.
but if it doesn't work, then it looks yeah. a certain way. And that's what happened.
It's not a good
and
plan.
And so it yeah. just is like, oh, like, and me acknowledging the fact that people are saying Melissa's game could be improved by her not being there isn't the same as me pitching. Melissa's like, what do you think I should do? I'm like, well, if she goes in, that probably, it gives you a shot. A better shot at you know, building different relationships and not being associated. I mean, you're still gonna be a threat. You like have only been eliminated from this game one time, and the other time you had to quit because mm-hmm. you climbed half a mountain while pregnant. So people are afraid of you. But yeah, it could give you a shot. That's not, I'm not pitting them against each other. I'm just acknowledging the situation.
Right. But you could understand how Big T might feel like, because I know if, you know, my best friend's man was like, well, if Devin went home, you probably do better in the game, even if he's being logical, even if he's right. I'd be mad as
even
hell.
If it
yes, yes, yeah, of course.
I'd be like, I understand. I'm sorry, what?
I say I don't understand. I just was yeah. saying like, yo, that's what it is. You have Horacio said it like in this episode. He says, I wrote down, no matter how much they like you, they'll keep saying your name. Mm-hmm. Like for some people, that's just true.
Right.
Kylan, did you know that they were sabotaging Horacio?
Oh, okay. No, that was something that made a lot of sense. I was like, why? Like, how are they struggling so bad? And me, you know, like uh-huh. I said, I have some faith in people. So that I didn't know that was sabotaging. I didn't know Michelle sabotaged me when we were it's funny. Me and Michelle were partnered like nonstop in this game. It was kind of wild.
Yeah.
And
she got so mad at you last episode.
Yes.
We saw.
Yes.
Sort of Mariah sort of brings it up, but says that Kylan was like, oh, you know, are you going to sabotage? She gets so mad. She gets so defensive. And it's like, I can't believe you would think it. Like, oh my God, I wouldn't sabotage.
And then we
literally one episode later.
Not even one episode later. Go back two episodes. She sabotaged me. So it's just like, this happened to be the one time that she wasn't sabotaging me. She just right. told me this. Well, I just saw her like a couple weeks ago. And she's like, oh yeah, like, that was probably the only time I didn't try and sabotage you. So I was so mad. And I was like, that's
you know
insane.
What?
But but hilarious, I guess, in its own twisted way.
Michelle is wild. Yes.
I love like, Michelle too. I mean, it just is, but I'm just aware. I'm like, hey, this is what you're saying or what you're doing. And
yeah.
Unrelated.
Did Horacio realize that he was being sabotaged, do you think?
No, not, no.
Because also he was like...
Same thing as me.
Yeah, he definitely didn't seem like... He was like, oh, I deserve to go in after today's performance. But it's like, Horacio, you didn't do anything
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah, oh, no, no. He meant that fully. Yeah, he's very... I mean, both of us, like, we just... That was like after... when I felt like I made us lose in the one where we had to lock up the tower thing. When I cut up my head, I was just like, you know... It's probably me then. It's
Ooh,
we're
Kylan.
Very much responsibility oh, people. It's a problem.
Did you at some point in this episode then did Horacio finally acknowledge, oh yeah, no, they do not like me or whatever?
I
you know
honestly
what I mean?
Don't
like,
think that we found out about it in the house. I feel like
wow.
Maybe we did eventually because Norice would have known, she would have been keyed in. At some point, but I don't even know if she knew then or like just from observing.
She called it out.
Yeah,
the episode. She called it out.
But I feel like she didn't relay it to us because maybe she thought we knew too, and we did not. We didn't know the degree to which we were being sabotaged. So we knew the house was against us, but we didn't think that they would want to put themselves at risk because of the chaos thing. So we're like, well, they still probably want to win because chaos, they were mixing right. it up, guy, girl.
Right.
So that was the other thing is they were mixing up guy, girl. So like sometimes they do guys back to back or girls back to back. So it's like, right. you don't know if you're going to be safe. So you should probably try and win. But like I said, for some people, we weren't playing with gamers that were thinking more than an hour ahead. So they're just like, wait, I want to mm-hmm. make sure this person isn't safe. And then they're like, wait a second, I'm not safe. Mm-hmm. Oh no. Right. But they couldn't think that far. So
when you realize that you were indeed going to be house vote and that you were going to be down in the sand, how were you feeling? What were some of the thoughts or emotions that we didn't get to see in the episode?
I mean, I love this game. Eliminations have always been my favorite part to watch. Anytime I'm watching a season, I'm like, ooh, I want to try that. It's usually an elimination. It's unfortunate that in an elimination, you're at such high risk because, you know, you want to avoid them. And I never want, you know, yeah. my game to be at risk. But like, me and Rasia walk out and we're just like, ooh, like both of us are hoping to play this game when we see it. We love to play. We love to compete. And it's really hard to turn that off. And so I don't know. At that point, it was much for me. It was much more of a matter of like, I hate being at risk because I hate, you know, not being able to support my people and not being able to stay in and support them. So I feel like that would be, and obviously the factor, the drive is to win and the drive is to go in, but it's just like, it was funny. TJ would ask me, every time I got called down, TJ would ask me beforehand, like, how are you feeling? I'm like, it's the best day ever. And for me, it's like, I meant that because it's like, yo, I get an opportunity. I'm here. First off, I'm a big believer in gratitude. So I'm here and I'm competing in something that I said I love and said I wanted to do, not just in this game, but in these eliminations. So like, how can I sit and watch? Like, how can I sit and watch and be like, ooh, I can't wait to do that and then do that and then be upset at being given the thing that I was asking for. So I wasn't asking for in the game in that sense, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it's just a place that I want to be. That like, it was the best day ever. That's why you hear some people say it, because I would just say that anytime that I was asked, like, how do you feel about going down? I'm like, well, it's the best day ever.
So when Brad pulled your name, you're like, this is the best day ever.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the attitude that I feel like you got to take in. And also, so these eliminations are super late at night. This is actually really cool because they mentioned it was my birthday, but the elimination started at like 11 or 11:30 or something like that. And I think the thing about me as a competitor, and I feel like very similar, me and Rasu talk about it a lot, is that like, we're going to throw everything at it. Mm-hmm. So I was throwing my body down that ramp, down that tower so fast and in the corners it was cool. Tyler, one of the camera guys, he's like, yo, I couldn't keep up with you when you were going down on the camera. And I was like, yo, I'm feeling like Bruce Lee now. Like, cameras can't even match me. But we started like 11:30 or whatever. My birthday, this is the 12th. My birthday is the 13th. So we finish at like 11:50. So I win this elimination. I'm stoked. We have 10 minutes till my birthday. So they actually let me stay up there those 10 minutes so that we could celebrate my birthday at midnight. Like, somebody said that was one of the tallest structures that they built in an arena. So I'm essentially the highest anyone has ever been in this arena, in this, my favorite, like the coolest game in the world. And we're celebrating my birthday. And it was that's a moment I'll probably never forget. So like, of course I don't want to be down there, but at the same time, it created one of the coolest moments of my life. Ever. Yeah.
Kylan, you are now walking away with Darrell and Brad under your belt. Like, how does that feel as a student and a fan? How does that
and
feel?
Huey.
And Huey. Well,
Kayvon. Don't do Huey like that.
We love you, Huey. We love you, Huey.
Yeah, it's so much heart. No, I mean, my face is almost in pain at how big, when you put it down like that, it's hard not to smile. It's hard not to be excited because it's like, you know, this is now three individual eliminations that I've come out with a win, and the record for eliminations period is 5, but the record for individual eliminations, I think, is 4 individuals. Mm-hmm. So there's one woman who did it, Susie Meister, I believe, in 2009. And then
shout out to Susie.
Yes, exactly. And then Chris Underwood just did it on Challenge USA. If we pull those stats in as well, but there hasn't,
to Chris.
Yeah, there hasn't been a male that's done 4. So right now I'm like one away. So I'm like, okay, like it's hard for me not to think about these things, like I said, as a student and get excited because of how much I love the game. And so I don't know. It's such a crazy thing because it's like you almost, I'm like, well, now I'm one away. I don't want to go in, but maybe I need to.
don't pull a speech. We saw some terrible politicking earlier this season. Please don't go doing some speech and get your behind.
Yeah, it's crazy because.
Shout out to Chauncey.
Chauncey. I do love Chauncey. That was a rough one. But it's crazy because the hypocrisy in the game is the thing that blows my mind because I'm like, it's so natural, and I get how it happens. I get how people that are watching can feel that way because it's like politics. You know, you're going to make excuses for the person that you like. That's just the nature of the game. But like when you're doing it as a player, that's the thing that blows my mind because you'll see people, you know, somebody said, Corey says during this game, he says like, you know, Raven, I don't know if she's with our alliance because she's voting against us. I was like, you guys sent her in three times. What do you mean against us? Like, what do you mean against her? Like, what, the alliance to send her in three times? What are you talking about?
There seems to be a lot of delusion. This, like, I just, there's a lot.
A lot of, well, self-deluding. Self-deluding because you want to, it's mental. You want to protect yourself. Your brain's like, how do I protect myself from feeling bad? So it just creates stories and it creates a perspective, and humans do it all the time. But in these games, in these situations, they're going to do it even more, and probably to your detriment. Like, this isn't going to serve you long term in a series of these games or life.
I feel like if they're just avoiding accountability, I feel like saying they're just being delusional or self-delusion is giving them a pass for the lack of accountability that we are seeing in this game. And some of it even being carried over in real life, which is wild.
That's the part when they carry it over in real life, when they bring it in, it's like, yo, you guys, how do you not realize? Exactly. Like, I think, shoot. Oh, wait, I don't know. In this episode, Emmanuel says, you know, I'm done with the boring stuff. I'm going to vote with the majority.
Right.
And I was like, wait, like, what do you, what?
You can't blame him. He's been busy cuddling up and canoodling and hooking up with half the house. He just popped up for air. He wasn't sure what was happening. And so he just had to vote
of
what everybody
course.
Said.
Of That's course. All. Or you know what? I think we saw it once again with Michelle. I love Michelle. It just was in that vote. She says, you know, it's between you and Jay. And I was like, no, it's not. That's not how that works. That's not how numbers, that's not how this game works. It is all of these people. You say any name that you want. So it's not. I get what you're trying to say, but that statement is factually incorrect. That's my point.
And it's painting the narrative though too, right? Because it makes it more powerful to be like, oh, it was just between, because it's much more easy for other people in the house or people to digest. Oh, of course she's not going to vote in Jay, so she has to vote Kylan. Versus, nah, girl, you got seven other people here, or eight, you know, or whatever, other people here, and you still chose to vote in
Kylan. Like I said, it's just the short-termness. Like, Mariah, how many times are you going to let them vote in your guy? Like, or put him at risk, like, you know, before...
I mean, she's been fighting now. Mariah's been fighting her little hiney off.
Exactly.
She's been fighting for the both of them. Struggle busing.
And they just said his name, like, you know, the last that elimination, right? Before. So it's just like, hey, why are you fighting for these people that aren't protecting your number one?
Right.
Kylan, before we before we get out of here, I have to ask you, when Jay came up to you and he decided he was going to call you out and confront you about this conversation about putting him in, okay? How did that make you feel? Do you think he was intimidated? Was he afraid? Like, how do you think he felt?
I mean, he told you. He said how he felt. He's afraid of us, and he should be. I get it. But as far as the... as far as filling the game, I don't know. It was just kind of like me and Jay talked earlier in the game about how, like, you know, a lot of people here aren't gamers. They're not really playing like that. But you can't let it get personal. And he got a little bit emotional in it. You saw it in the thing. He's like, you can't talk to me the same way you talk to everyone else. Jay has a big chip on his shoulder. And I feel like it's to his detriment. He seems like, I'm Jay. Here's the thing. And as a player, you know, snaky and trustworthy, all those things. I get it. As a person, you know, I've seen this guy, like, he likes to help kids because he grew up disadvantaged. Like, he is, you know, he's Latino, even though not everyone knows that. And he is about his community, super good guy. But in these games, like, I really wanted to come in. I knew Jay had a history in Survivor of being backstabbed by everybody. And I was like, yo, let me show you what it's like if you work with loyal people. I'd love to give you that example. And he just went back into his ways of just like, you know what? Nah, like I'm just not gonna, I'm gonna hold this chip of the world against me. And it's just like, yo, you didn't have to do that. And and Jay's so smart too. Like, I say it so many times, and you'll see, like, he's like, don't talk to me like you're smarter than me. It's like, cause you went to college. I'm like, bro, like, I'm not. Like, I know that you're smart. That's why I speak to you this way, because you are smart. Like, it is, no one's against you like that. No one thinks you're dumb. Everyone knows you're smart. And so I don't know. It's kind of hard not to feel like a little bit bad. Not like in a pitiful sense. Like, it's not like I'm pitying him, but just more like, the world's not out to get you.
You're being empathetic. You can understand kind of where he's come, like, you can see the pain there that causes him to maybe close off or move in certain ways in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, Davon, that's because you're the mean one of the podcast.
Wait a minute.
No, I won't. Oh. I was going to say.
Before you go, Kylan,
I was just going to say, we're getting a lot of hate on the orange jerseys. I don't have the most fashion sense, but people are like, why does Kylan pick the orange one every time? Because somebody said how we got to pick. My mom's favorite color is orange. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to rock orange.
That's
just so everybody
sweet.
Knows.
I will say the orange does look good on you. It really glows on you. But the orange pants that sometimes they're rocking, I don't pay attention to it as much, but I was definitely caught off guard for at least the first few episodes. It really was jarring to me. But the orange does actually look really good on you. Are there any other notes in your little notebook over
just
there?
Just two.
That you want to share before we go. Ooh,
okay.
Let's hear.
Well, okay. I'm not like tea or anything like that. But one thing I think about in this game is that TJ says nonstop, like, so if you want to be a champ, you have to beat a champ. And I feel like that's kind of the theme of the season. And I feel like that's a true statement. And I don't, at this point, I don't know who's beat a champ in this house, but there's not many of us. So right. I think for me,
did you flex that?
Are you saying like to you beat the champ and that's like your ticket to
I think it should be. I feel like I don't know if you'd be in the final.
That would
I didn't even think
if you
about
haven't beat
that.
A champ.
Wait
and
a minute.
So,
that makes sense because there's 9,600, 612
exactly.
Y'all still left. All of y'all aren't coming. There's no, I was thinking that today.
That's
like,
good,
now, how are they all going
to
make it?
And then even more, if you get to the end and you haven't beat a champ, are we going to call them a champion still?
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. I would. I 100% would. Are you kidding?
Then why
absolutely.
I say the statement?
I get what you're saying. You mean specifically in this. I thought TJ was just saying the lines that TJ said.
that checks out. And you know
yeah,
what? If that
I don't
was
know.
A requirement
just
for the final, that would be point. So dope.
An untold requirement. Because it's been a requirement.
Untold, right.
It's been a requirement before.
Skulls.
I feel like after my season of free agents of being able to skate to the final. it's been done before where yes,
strategically
you then
skate to the
go
final,
into
Devin,
an elimination
right?
And went. Yeah, huh. Strategically. Yeah. And hey, I'd say I played very well.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Both times. I've never been voted into an arena in my whole challenge. History.
Nothing about final. Y'all talking foreign languages right
there. It's okay, Dave. One day. Just remember, I'm your phone a friend. When you go back to the challenge, you need to phone a friend, call me.
I'm calling Kylan.
Fine, bitch, and then you won't make a final again. No, I'm sorry.
Wait, Kylan gonna help me.
Exactly.
He's gonna help you, but I would too. I don't understand where this is coming from.
You're supposed to be there. How well, I'm gonna phone you if you're there?
You know, that's the thing. Phoning
be there.
Friends and everything reminds me, because like I said, I mean, I think I said at the beginning, but I want to reiterate, like, you two make such a great show. Like, you guys are entertaining. You ask fun questions. You push for the overshares, and we all love you for it. Maybe not while being questioned, but I'd say as fans, love to listen to you both, like, bring in and playing the game, obviously, and just being so, you know, smart and entertaining. Like, you guys create a very exciting show in a space that could easily be oversaturated, and you do it every week, and I just want to give you both mad props for it.
Now you're trying to make me cry. Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you, Kylan. We appreciate it so much. We love being a part of the podcast family and getting to do what we do. And we love having people on like you who are open and share and chat with us about it. And I know the podcast family listeners love getting to hear this insight and behind the scenes and walk through your journey. So thank you for living out loud. I told you last time we had you on, thank you for being such an advocate and a representative of neurodivergence and just incorporating that into the conversation and letting people know that it looks different in a lot of different ways. And there's superpowers within that. And then, I mean, I know you're taken by Melissa, but for everyone else listening, I mean, the dude is good with massages. Okay. Very logical, problem solver, respectful, emotionally intelligent. I mean, look at that. There you go.
Oh my gosh.
It's a win. Mm-hmm. For those who want to keep up with that, or maybe learn some of your massage techniques, where can they find you on social media?
Social media, it's Kylan Young everywhere. Kylan.Young actually on Twitter is the only one that's not Kylan Young. And we hang out live there and talk about the episodes. So feel free to come by the lives on TikTok. And excited to see you all soon.
I'm going to start going live on TikTok. Y'all be over there.
So fun.
You really should, Day. That
okay.
I feel like would actually
I can tell y'all about it.
Okay, well, my first introduction, I'm going to come on your live. I'm coming on your TikTok.
Yeah,
that's going to be my first
too.
Introduction.
Perfect.
You're not saying yeah.
I know.
Yes, please. I'm inviting you anytime.
Thank you so much, Kylan. This was fun.
Yes.
No, thank you both. I really appreciate it. And you guys, yeah, thanks for the time.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
What a birthday celebration.
Yeah.
Kylan is really such a delight. Also, yes. I really do need him to look at my shoulder. Day, for those of you who want to follow along with whatever secret hidden talent skills you have, we're going to have to quiz you about that one day. Where can they find you on social?
Oh, Lord, you're always trying to put me to the test, Devin. But the people can find me on Twitter at DayDayVine_. They can also find me on the Instagrams at DayVineDiane_. And for now, that is where you can find me and locate
TikTok
me.
Lives coming soon.
TikTok Lives coming soon. That's right. You see, hold my feet to the fire. That's right. Accountability partner. Everybody get you one. Where can the people find you, Devin?
Yeah, I'm going to need you to figure out TikTok Live so then you can teach me how to do it. But you guys, for now, can find me on my website, devinsimone.com. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see my socials. It's all pretty consistent on Instagram, Devin Simone. That's where I post probably the most stuff. Also on Twitter, I respond sometimes. TikTok Live's coming soon, but you can follow me on TikTok at Devin Simone as well. All sorts of fun stuff. And then, of course, Amazon. You can just Google Devin Simone and Amazon and it'll come up. It's called Devin Simone's Gift Closet. But we do lives there. And sometimes I do it with Natalie Negrotti, so former challenger, Big Brother-er as well. A lot of fun. And we love to shout out challengers. So, yeah, join the fun.
Love that. Devin Simone. Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. Don't forget
Amen.
That. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of MTV's official challenge podcast. And remember, if you like this episode, which I'm pretty sure you did because we enjoyed it, okay? Rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend and another friend after that.
Then you can catch new episodes of The Challenge Battle for a New Champion on MTV.
Yes, and remember, you can watch The Challenge and more on Paramount Plus. Subscribe at ParamountPlus.com and use code CHALLENGE39 by March 7, 2024 and get your first month of Paramount Plus on us. Must be age of majority to subscribe. U.S. only. Payment method required. Terms and conditions apply. Visit pplus.legal/subscription for more.
And we'll see you next time right here on MTV's official challenge podcast.
Happy birthday, Kylan.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.